Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the JohnCast podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about WrestleMania. Not really WrestleMania, but wrestling in general. Let's rephrase it to that. We are just going to be talking about wrestling. How fun wrestling has been. Just everything about wrestling right now. But before we get into that, hey, like, subscribe, comment if you enjoy content like this. It goes a long way. I'm kind of on TikTok a little bit more recently, but hey, if you want to see my match ratings over there, you know, how I felt, immediate reaction to the matches I saw at WrestleMania, you can go follow me on my TikTok. And hey, I'm trying to post more and do stuff, more stuff over there, however long TikTok lasts, right? I'm probably going to post it on YouTube eventually, right? I should do that. But yeah, so wrestling has just been so much fun over the past 2-3 years, right? And most of that I attribute to multiple factors. One reason, and I'm not just talking about the WWE product. One reason, the most glaringly obvious reason, is because Vince McMahon is no longer in the company. It was time for a new voice, a new leader in the room, and that leader ultimately became Triple H, Paul Levesque, real name. And for me, knowing what I saw from Triple H and knowing how much he cares about the business in general, I was always ready for this move. And now this weekend, WrestleMania 40, was just a culmination of that. The Hall of Fame, NXT Stand and Deliver, WrestleMania 40, and now the Raw after WrestleMania. It's Tuesday for me, so that Raw after WrestleMania has happened. But to see many people giving appreciation to Triple H under his leadership right now, it's so much fun to enjoy wrestling and to see everybody talking about wrestling. Like, wrestling is in its boom period again, right? I grew up during the Attitude Era. You know, my wrestling credentials, you know, I'm what, 32 right now. And, you know, born in 91. Like, when I really, like, think back to my first WrestleMania memory, and that is Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart in the Iron Man match. That is like my earliest something that I felt like I sat there and watched. And that was mostly due to my grandmother. You know, when she was with us, she loved wrestling. She watched all wrestling. If it was on TV, she was watching it. So that's how I came into my start of wrestling. I haven't been like a consistent watcher. I did fall off for a period of time, but I would always, no matter what, I would always come back for Royal Rumble season. Once Royal Rumble came around, that's when I started paying attention to the product again. But more so, I want to say in the past, somewhere, I would say maybe seven to five years, somewhere in that range, I came back into the product and been watching it weekly. I've been here for stupid stuff. I've been here for stuff that's been enjoyable. But right now, it feels different. Like this WrestleMania, I would probably say it might be the best WrestleMania ever right now. Everything that went into it, all the factors at play, it might be a little bit of recency bias, if I have to be honest, because hey, it just happened. And because it just happened, I can't really think of it. But just the whole thing in general, it was just so much fun, so gratifying to see Cody win the title. But I also want to say, we wouldn't be here without AEW. And that is an honest fact. If AEW doesn't come around, we wouldn't have Cody. If AEW doesn't come around, we wouldn't have what's currently happening in a WWE product. AEW pushed WWE to be better and do better. once AEW came around in that beginning period of AEW, it was the alternative that people were tuning in to see. You know, it may not be so much the same now because, you know, you do have, however you feel about AEW is how you feel. Right. Me personally, I enjoy watching AEW for matches. I enjoy seeing the in-ring product of AEW. I enjoy turning it on, just watching, and I know somebody, whatever is going on, somebody's going to give me a banger match. That is how I view AEW. I don't really feel like I'm there for the storytelling aspect because I don't really feel like they tell consistently good stories. When they do have these feuds are good. You know, like currently we have Samoa Joe and Swerve Strickland. It is a very good feud. But in terms of like long-term build-ups and stuff like that, I don't really feel like AEW succeeds in the most part on that aspect of things. So, like I said, when I tune into AEW, I'm of the mindset, hey, I'm here as an alternative in-ring product, something I can enjoy along with WWE. I used to be in TNA heavy, TNA Impact Wrestling, whatever we call it. I used to be in that heavy back in the day as well. You know, I do tune into New Japan every once in a while to see some matches that, you know, sound like they're good. But overall, I just feel like AEW was best for business and it made the business in general way better. It's not about, you know, I don't really believe in the tribalism of, you know, hey, I'm going to stand for this product. Nah, I just think that it made wrestling altogether, everything about wrestling, so much better than it was. So going back to WrestleMania 40 and crowning Cody the champion, you know, like I said, if you are in tune with just a greater scheme of wrestling, greater aspects of wrestling, knowing what Cody went through all those years being Stardust, when he left, knowing that, hey, he decided he could be better than what they were allowing him to be, so he decided to go bet on himself and went to New Japan. That's where he met the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Adam Page, the Elite. And then them together met with Tony Khan. Tony Khan, a big wrestling fan. All together, they came up with the concept of AEW. And I think Chris Jericho was also a part of that process as well. Creating AEW, trying to be a star in AEW. If you were there for Cody's AEW run, I'm not going to say it's sad how it ended, but towards the end of AEW, I felt like he got, I'm not going to say as bad because it definitely wasn't that bad, but he got the Roman Reigns treatment towards the end of AEW. And it just seems like because he was trying so hard to be liked, I guess, like that's how it came off. Like he was just trying so hard to be liked that eventually the fans turned on him. You know, he always had the TNT title at the time, and it would just feel like the belt was always going to him. And you know, I think most people just believe, hey, he's part of the, you know, the EVPs and he uses his power how he chooses to use his power, stuff like that. So I feel like when you get to that point in time, and then he decided, hey, I'm going to go back to the WWE. And when he did come back to the WWE with Seth against Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, I believe 3 years ago at this point, you can see how much, you know, the crowd, at least the WWE crowd, was just like happy to have him back. It was just so great to see him back. Then you had, you know, that epic trilogy with Seth Rollins culminating at that Hell in a Cell match when he tore his tricep. And you know, that forever would create such a big moment on Cody's legacy. And now, you know, him coming back, winning the Royal Rumble the first time, going to WrestleMania, losing to Roman ultimately, and then this long year build of, you know, hey, I gotta finish the story. Right, finish the story became the theme, and you know, with The Rock getting involved in this, and now finally at WrestleMania 40, crowning him champion. whether you like him or not, when you take into all the factors that play around Cody, how much he's loved by the crowd, how much, you know, the company seems to just put him face first in front of everything, that man is this generation's John Cena, right? John Cena did so much for the product in terms of just being the face of the product, and right now Cody is that. So right now it's just a perfect timing, perfect place, and the right man to do it. Now with Roman, you cannot go without giving that man his flowers for what he did. 1,316 days as champion. You, without Roman holding the company on his back, you got to think of all the people that he helped to build up. You know, Jey Uso is now main event Jey Uso. You know, we know him as the tag team with his brother, with Jimmy, and, you know, the Usos. We elevated Sami Zayn. We elevated Kevin Owens. We elevated Drew McIntyre. Arguable how you feel about that, but everybody, Roman, if you went in with Roman, you came out better. It helped to elevate LA Knight Star. All these stars that came just from his title reign. And it's just like, yeah, regardless of how you feel about him holding the title, I thought he should have lost that last WrestleMania because that time felt perfect too. But this year with The Rock getting involved and all this stuff now, it's just perfect. So, you know, at the end of the day, that is my tribal chief. I enjoy Roman Reigns. I believe you can't, regardless of how you feel, you cannot appreciate the work that Roman Reigns put in. And I don't think it's the end of Roman Reigns. I feel like we have so much more story to tell. I feel like we're probably not going to see him for a while, which is all good, cool. You know, I'm more so of I'd rather have my champion in front of me and instead of my champion gone for X amount of time. But hey, when Roman's around, you're going to get great stories, and that's what we've gotten with Roman. I know after this video, this one drops, I want to do like my own top 10, maybe, I don't know if it's going to be 10, maybe a top 5 of my own, how my favorite Roman matches under his title reign. So be on the lookout for that. But now with, you know, Roman carrying the company for these last, I think, 3 to 4, maybe 5 years as the champion, unifying the belts and all that stuff. And with Cody, you know, just somebody everybody can get behind. It just, he's so genuine. Genuine babyface, right? It's just somebody the crowd clicks with, basically. I feel like it's brought back, not even brought back, but it's brought such an audience to wrestling. Like, it's crazy. Like, I haven't seen something like this in a long time. Like I said, I came up in the Attitude Era, which is probably the biggest period, boom period of wrestling ever. But to see this now, to see how many people just are talking about wrestling, how much fun wrestling is, how good wrestling, this good place wrestling is right now, it's just so, just a nice feeling. Like, I feel like this with anime, right? I'm an anime guy too. And I just feel like there was a period of time that, hey, the only place you can watch anime is quietly in your room. If you were watching anime in public, you probably get made fun of or called a nerd, all this stuff. But now it's cool to be a nerd, right? Now we're in a period of time where, man, anime is just so mainstream, right? Anime is just everywhere. And that's how I feel about, like, wrestling now. Like, wrestling, you know, you would probably be immediately judged, oh, you still watch wrestling. But wrestling is such, you know, in such a good place right now that it's on ESPN almost all the time. At least them talking to somebody from the company when premium live events happen. I feel like they're going across seas a lot more often than they used to, stuff like that. And all the great stories that we've had, all the people that we have, even if they aren't champions, all these long title reigns, you know, paying off to build something, give us, you know, more stars or just more people in great places. I just really enjoy the product. And, you know, like I said, I've had a love of wrestling for years. Whether I love or hate the actual product in front of me, I've always been here in some way. And to see that, like, even, you know, friends of mine who haven't been in the product for X amount of years to come back and be watching it. And, you know, I mean, you gotta see how long it lasts, right? Is it just for WrestleMania, or are we talking about a year? Are you gonna be here the whole time? But to see the casual audience take such a interest in wrestling right now, it's just such a beautiful thing to see. And WrestleMania 40 is just a culmination of all of that. Like, night one of WrestleMania, I feel like we talked about the crowd, you know, on TikTok at least. I know I talked about how, I don't want to say the crowd was dead, but it was just the crowd. You know, we started the night hot, and then there was just a middle lull period. You know, it seemed like the crowd didn't know what they wanted. Even in the main event, it was kind of quiet. But there's other factors at play there, because it was cold in the stadium. It's an open air stadium. And then night two, just opening, the opening match set the tone with Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins, set the tone for the whole night. Just everybody was excited throughout the whole night. The crowd was just on fire all night long. And it's like I said, it's just amazing to see. Going on social medias, just going on, you know, X, Facebook, Instagram, and seeing how many people were just posting wrestling, how many people reacted to Roman Reigns losing, how many people reacted to Cody winning, stuff like that. I feel like, you know, there was a period of time where it was just, you don't want to talk about wrestling. But now it's just like, even, you know, so like, I feel like I've been over, as long as I've been on this podcast, I've covered wrestling more recently because of how, you know, exciting it has been. But years prior, I probably would have never touched it. I probably would have never touched it on a public platform like this, because I just felt like, hey, not many people care about wrestling like that. And, you know, but now it's just in such a great place that I feel like I could talk about it, share my love of wrestling, and not feel like, you know, hey, you still watch wrestling? Yeah, I still watch wrestling right now. I love wrestling. But yeah, and everything, like I said, started this with the growing theme of the weekend seemed to be that, you know, this is thanks to Triple H. You know, once Vince McMahon was ousted from the company, we got Triple H here to helm us and take us forward, and the company doing so much things differently. And when I say differently, like something as simple as the exploration of these camera angles that they've been doing recently, these one-shot camera angles coming from the back and going to the entrance ramp to transition into a new match or to transition into another segment, stuff like that. Just stuff like that that they've been doing, the smallest of things, right, as adding so much, like, oh, this is cool, you know, like, aspect to it. And I don't really think I have much more. I feel like I'm just rambling at this point in time. But WrestleMania 40, for me, I'm not sure if I said it earlier. I think, personally, it is probably my favorite WrestleMania event. I don't know if I want to call it the best, but right now it's definitely my favorite. Recency bias may play a factor into that. But everything that's happened over the course of the year, with these Vince McMahon allegations that came up, and now, you know, going into the Hall of Fame, Paul Heyman being inducted into the Hall of Fame, going into WrestleMania 40, and all the great matches we had, just the whole event in general, how fun that was. It's one of my favorite moments in wrestling, because I feel like in years time, depending on how all of this plays out, we're going to come back to this specific WrestleMania being the start of this specific era, whatever we call this era. And we're going to come back to this, look at this, and say, yeah, this is when wrestling started to be fun again. This is when wrestling started to come back into the mainstream and just be such a part of the conversation now. And like I said, I give the flowers to AEW it deserves, because without AEW it wouldn't be here. I give flowers to Roman Reigns for carrying the company for as long as it did, as he did, and, you know, helping us build and establish a new star in Cody Rhodes. And Cody's story, just story altogether, it's just a beautiful story from beginning to how to where we are now. You know, him finally gaining the championship. While that story, like I feel like the chapter of that story is finished and now we're on to the next thing. But it's just overall, right, we can come together and have discussions about wrestling. You know, whether you understand the intricacies of wrestling or you just watching what's on TV and, you know, all that. I'm happy and I love what's going on. But with that, I'm going to close this one out and I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Hey, tell me your thoughts, your opinions on it. I know this is just 20 minutes of really rambling and just me gushing over the product, but I hope you did enjoy it. And I'll see you next time. Like I said, I'm going to most likely do a video next on just appreciating our tribal chief and just how I felt about his title reign and just my favorite matches from his title reign. So yeah, with that has been another episode of the John Cast Podcast. Later. Peace.